waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones.
It's the time of the season.
When the blood runs high.
Love runs high. In this time, give it to me easy.
Here we are, my friends. It is already the 20th day of March 2016 as we race towards the RNC and DNC events as we witness unprecedented geopolitical and economic developments. It is truly a very interesting time, a riveting time, an exhilarating time, a frightening time, a nail-biting time to be alive. I look at so much of the public tied into mainstream media and entertainment who are blissfully unaware of what is unfolding on this planet right now. I want to be very careful about how I lay this out today because we talk about so many serious issues here that a lot of the really important information gets lost in the melee or the melee. In the giant drift of news. But it's more clear than ever, and we've been proven correct and accurate, that George Soros, the globalist, the foreign interest that seized this country, the Davos Group, basically, are engaged in massive balkanization and an attempt to bring in national crises all over the Western world along religious and ethnic lines, and then out of that crisis, they'll have the synthesis of the total implementation of a police state. And there's different variants of this, but it's 100% clear what's going on now, and it's undoubted that what our sources told us 4 years ago is absolutely accurate, that Obama, in his last year in office, would try to start basically a synthetic communist slash Black Lives Matter class warfare slash race war. This is more than just a race war. That's just the icing on top. And it just shows you how incredibly ruthless the establishment is, because this is an extremely dangerous gamble for them. They're already in control. Why do they want to do this? Because they want this country broken so we can fully be rolled into the world government. And to do that, they've got to absolutely turn everyone against each other, because all of us are having our basic freedoms, our economic future, taken. That's the fact. But nevertheless, when they energize huge hordes of racist black groups with mainstream media telling them it's okay to hate white people, and huge hordes of, quote, Hispanics and others, and the Chinese government, you know, saying we'll ship 10,000 women a week to the U.S. and they'll have their babies for free, and Donald Trump's Hitler for saying you won't pay for their health care. I mean, this is the ultimate takeover. And then they have White House manipulated, Soros-funded groups on record attacking free speech all over the country, attacking people, overrunning Secret Service barricades, blocking roads, beating people up, screaming all these racial epithets. And then the media goes, look, it's Donald Trump's fault because of the things he said. The things he said? Control our border? Don't bring in Muslims till we check their IDs? We should have fair trade deals? I mean, that's all common sense, but they invert it with the dumbed-down, hype-driven population of trendies and millennials. And they all get in a big lather, feeling good about themselves and what social justice warriors they are, and then run around in a jihad against free speech and this country. It's amazing. It's all coming up straight ahead, big broadcast today. Then we have huge Trump campaign news breaking here, coming up later in the hour.
We are on the march. The Empire is on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Thank you for joining us on this live, original Sunday Global Transmission. I'm your host, Alex Jones. It is the 20th day of March, 2016. We'll be here for the next 2 hours. And, of course, we're back weekdays, 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. Central Standard Time with InfoWars Live, hosted by yours truly and other great members of the crew. And then, of course, we have InfoWars Nightly News, weeknights, 7 o'clock Central Standard Time. Wow. If you study social engineering and you study how the British Empire controlled all these major countries and many continents, they would do it through what they called the Great Game, or Balkanization, divide and conquer. And I see the dumbed-down population, especially of trendies, millennials and others, that feel so good about going out and yelling and screaming and saying racist things to the Trump supporters who, in all these videos I've watched, who just peacefully file in to these convention centers and into these arenas to hear Donald Trump and others speak. And our own crew has gone out and interviewed the people in the lines for Trump, and they're thoughtful. They just want fair and free trade deals. They don't want to pay for people to come here and have their anchor babies and become citizens. They don't want their Second Amendment taken away. They don't want to launch wars and back ISIS. And they know the establishment doesn't like Donald Trump. Every major globalist publication, every major global leader, from the Chinese communists to the Pope to the British government to the Mexican government, you name it, comes out, the current Mexican president, former Mexican presidents, and say, how dare you? You can't have Trump. And this is political correctness trying to bully the American people, who continue to bend over backwards to political correctness, and then it only gets worse with these cult programmers who say now you can't use the word mother or father or boy or girl. Children can't be he or she, they're purple penguins. This is happening all over the country and all over the Western world. This is cult-level brainwashing. This is totalitarianism. And they are burning effigies and beating effigies of Trump all over the country. That's up on InfoWars.com. The leader of Black Lives Matter says we will, quote, incite riots everywhere if Trump wins. We're going to block your free speech. We're going to shut you down. And then I even watch Megyn Kelly with the activist on saying, you poor babies, you're having your rights violated by Donald Trump. See, Fox attacking Trump constantly is even showing its true colors now. Even though it's killed their ratings, Fox has lost in many demographics half their viewers the last 6 months, but they don't care. They've got to defeat Trump. The Financial Times of London, the New York Times, The Economist, the Rothschild banks, they've all come out. And why is it? Trump says he's not going to let the lobbyists call the shots anymore. And if China has a 35 to 45% currency tariff on us, an unwritten tariff, but it's a tariff nonetheless, but he's on the currency, that he will put a sanction on that. And they go, oh, protectionism. It's not protectionism. Almost nothing's made here. We're shutting down. Our power prices are 3 to 4 times what China's is because of regulations. We cannot compete just against the electricity prices. He says, I want to bring Apple back to America. Do you imagine what that would do? With a living wage instead of Foxconn, suicide net factories that Apple runs? I mean, it's crazy. That if you're informed, what Trump is saying makes so much sense. Now, he does some things I disagree with, like torture, and then he backtracked on that when he got corrected. And he doesn't understand. Hey, he says, if they have a warrant, the guy, you know, these people killed folks in San Bernardino, give us the code, Apple. Well, it doesn't work like that. And I happen to know the inside baseball that Trump's super smart, but he's not tech savvy. And now he started to back off that as well. People say, well, that's flip-flopping. No, to me, he changes his views always the right way. First, he's like, yeah, they're killing hundreds of thousands of Christians in Syria. We got to bring them in. Obama did this. NATO did this. I wouldn't have done it. He said that 4 years ago, don't go into Syria. He said in 2003, don't go into Iraq. He says, don't have war with Russia for no reason. And then when he found out they were radical jihadis and they weren't even vetting them or even looking at their IDs, which is confirmed, they don't even look at their IDs when they come into the U.S. That's New York Daily News. That's Associated Press. He says, well, you've got to check them. Stop it all till checks are put in place, till it's fixed. May just take a week or two. They take it out of context and then say, he's Hitler, he's Hitler, he's Hitler. Hillary Clinton helped kill hundreds of thousands of people in Libya, 400 plus thousand in Syria, and brags and says, we have done what we want in Syria and Libya. They're failed states. She's a war criminal that gets money from dictators through her foundation to then allow the State Department to circumvent Congress and sell them weapons. She's a monstrous, monstrous woman who calls black people super predators that need to be made to heal. That's when you tell a dog, get in line. You cannot make up the minimum sentencing of the Clintons to double and triple prison times. I mean, when you hit the rubber of the road, when your feet touch down to reality and you're actually informed and not some dumbed down trendy, Hillary Clinton is a super crime boss. And there's a reason all these different establishment people are behind her, because they've captured this country. They've taken it over. They're running it into the ground. They've got this country by the throat. Or as George Carlin said, by the short hairs. They got us, folks. And now they're there trying to break our will and just convince us that it's political correctness. If you're against Obamacare, we're going to call you deeply racist. They had Media Matters about 4 years ago when we were battling Obamacare put out a thing saying Alex Jones is deeply racist because he doesn't support Obamacare because Obama's black. And they didn't show proof. They didn't show a clip. They didn't show anything. And then I watched it on CNN and MSNBC the next week, the exact talking point that I'm, quote, deeply racist. And a lot of people go, oh, that's intimidating. You better do what they say. I don't care if they claim I'm the grand dragon of the KKK. It's not true. So what if discredited enemies say that? I had friends and family go, yeah, I saw it in the paper. You're deeply racist. How you taking it? And I said, I'm taking it really well to have the corrupt occupiers of this country telling me I'm racist because Obamacare doubles and triples prices, doesn't let you keep your doctor, screws you over, cuts the quality of care, puts death panels in place, which is all admitted now. Don't you get it? I know when I'm right. I don't care what a bunch of cowards or criminals say about me, or liars, or camp followers, or fad-driven nobodies. I'm a leader. I do what's right for myself and my family, and that means you as well, because we're all in this together. I don't screw anybody over. Didn't have it coming to them. To quote Tony Montana. I don't break my word or my you-know-whats for anybody. That's all I've got. It's called integrity. And I've got it. And I can tell you right now, there's some things about Donald Trump I don't like. But at the end of the day, the establishment is scared to death of him because he's real. Real. Might even be real bad. But they are having a heart attack over this right now. And that tells you that they recognize a populist movement that they can't stop. Now, when we come back, Kasich has come out and said it's ridiculous that Trump's talking about civil unrest. Oh, yeah, sure. And Trump's crazy, too. You know, he said that birds can fly, too. You know, he's crazy. Top Black Lives Matter activists, we will incite riots everywhere if Trump wins. Black Lives Matter issues major threat to white people. Says that we will attack you if you elect Trump. I mean, just total terrorism. The definition of terrorism is the threat or the action of violence for a political or economic reason. We've got them storming Utah rally, tearing up Secret Service checkpoints, you name it. And then the media spins it like they're victims.
Resist.
Resistance to tyrants is obedience to God. It's Alex Jones.
Richard Reeves has been on the campaign trail following Trump. He's going to be joining us for one segment coming up at about 45 after in this hour. Then in the second hour, I will open the phones up and we'll also play several key special reports that have not even premiered yet on big issues that we're facing, like open borders, war with Russia, and more. But I have to tell you, you know the agenda of Hollywood and popular culture is to destroy the family, is to undermine the image of fatherhood, and is to undermine the greater ideals of this republic. And the people that are running our country do want to demoralize this nation. And they want to discredit our institutions, not because the institutions don't have some serious problems, but because as bad as some of those corrupt institutions are, they still have checks and balances that block a tyranny 50 times worse. That's why I have major issues with problems with policing, federalization, globalization. I'm one of the leading experts. I've been given international awards on books I've written on the police state, films I've made. I was known as Mr. Police State for a long time. I've been interviewed by everything from Rolling Stone to you name it about the police state. I've been on national TV shows about the police state, foreign TV shows about the police state, because I saw it coming way before. But that's the policy of the corrupt government and the globalists that run things. You don't sit there and blame the TSA because they're groping your daughter. You blame Congress for leaving the borders open, flying radical Muslims in, not even checking their IDs, but then demanding to put citizens through naked body scanners and search our underwear. It's a scapegoat. Not the TSA agent and not the cop on the street. Some of them may be bad people. A lot of them may be good. The issue is it's a red herring. The globalists know there's a revolution against tyranny. They know we have the moral high ground. They don't want it pointed at Hillary Clinton and George Soros and Michael Moore and all these bastards. They want it pointed at some nameless, faceless cop who's in a uniform that the dumbed-down public can identify. So that every couple days, some mentally ill, crazy liberal goes up and shoots a cop in the back. And I mourn innocent people being killed, just like when some psycho cop kills somebody who's innocent. But what I really mourn is the ignorance and the mind control. And then to spend hours every day really watching the clips, our own reporters on the street watching countless others, and seeing families going in to hear Trump speak, and vicious, mean groups throwing rocks, bottles, everything, screaming racial epithets. I've seen plenty of videos of the Klan. I've gone out and protested the Klan more than 15 times over the years. The footage is on YouTube. And I tell you, they're nasty, they're trashy, they're dumb. But they don't even say the type of extreme things I hear coming out of these arrogant, racist minorities' mouths. Who literally look at you because you're white, or you're conservative, or you're free market, or you're Christian, like you are evil, and they're on this power trip judging you. And then these Black Lives Matter groups and these other leftist white groups, they run around in Klan outfits. They run up the stairs in Tucson, bumping into people with their arm's length, and some black Trump supporter gets sick of it and beats the daylights out of one of them. They go ahead and arrest him. By the way, when, quote, minorities show up, because the media wants to say that Trump hates all the minorities, which, of course, isn't true, who are the majority, by the way, in most areas. But the people that have the courage to actually come to these events, black, Hispanic, you name it, absolutely just get loved on and mobbed with support. Even the Black Lives Matter people that aren't pure evil and aren't totally brainwashed, the Trump people hug them and shake their hands and say, come on, this isn't about you being black or Hispanic. The country's collapsing. We're going into world government. We can't compete with currency devaluation in China. We're screwed. It's so sad. But then I see countless videos. You've seen the university professors, you know, where they're out beating up people at Missouri State who dare just want to walk around at the park. And they say, you're not allowed to be here with a camera during our demonstration. We run everything. Beat them up. Give me some muscle. You see this all over the country. You can't have a Halloween party. We don't allow costumes. That might upset us. It's like you got to conform to them. It's worse than a Jim Jones cult. It's the most anti-liberal, anti-freedom garbage I've ever seen. And then you have these arrogant, hateful, empowered by mainstream media weirdos, funded by a freak Nazi collaborator, a Dr. Evil, Soros. I mean, I can't even read. I can't even play most of these clips because all it is beep, 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 beep. There's so much cussing. They're all up on Infowars.com. I'm not going to play these clips, though. Because all you'd hear is beeping. Top Black Lives Matter activists, we will incite riots everywhere if Trump wins. Dear white people, N-words such as myself are fully hell-bent on inciting riots everywhere we go, close quote. And he goes on to say, if you white people elect Trump, young N-words such as myself are fully hell-bent on inciting riots everywhere we go. Just so you know. Poe tweeted, one of the founders and leaders of it. Of course, the real founder is in Cuba for cop killing. It's just so stupid. But these groups are so hateful, so criminal, so out of control. And then I've got all these videos, they're up on Infowars.com, where they're at Trump Tower, mainly white college students who look so stupid and so dumbed down, going, the Revolutionary War is coming. We're going to kill you. The uprising of the proletariat is here. And then they go talk to them, and they're just young, dumb 20-year-old women and stuff who have, like, you know, rich dads or whatever, and they're brainwashed by the big colleges, funded by the mega elites. The Super Bowl has Beyonce for cop killing, you know, and race war garbage. That's the Super Bowl. That's the foundations. That's the big colleges. That's what the elite, the real billionaires, the real power structure is predatory, and it wants us all fighting with each other. And that's what's so pathetic is you've got these arrogant racists who think they've been given a green light to run around and act like this, and it's so pathetic. Here's another one. Black Lives Matter issues major threat to white people over presidential election. Video, protesters try to storm Trump Utah rally, tear up Secret Service checkpoints. Trump protesters dog campaign from city to city in Arizona. Trump protesters block streets in Fountain Hills. Radical leftists unleash anti-Trump riots starting on March 19th. Violent anarchists, which is communist, join protest at Trump. It just goes on and on. I'm going to come back and play some of the clips that don't have the cussing in them and more. This is important intel. Stay with us.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
I liken people that are into being conned and love whatever the next scam is to the type of folks that get the Nigerian emails that say, give us $5,000 and this royal prince will give you $1 million. And they just want to believe that their ship has come in, so they give them $5,000. And then they get an email back saying, well, Prince Abubu wants to talk to you on the phone, but he needs $10,000, but now it's going to be $3 million you're getting. And friends and family tell you it's a scam, it's a con, you don't want to go along with it. This is a well-known thing that's a fraud. And they'll tell you, shut up, you're just jealous that Prince Abubu wants to work with me. And in many cases, even after you've lost $10,000, $15,000, $20,000, you still just think something happened to Prince Abubu and he cares about you and that you weren't conned because you don't want to admit you were conned about Obamacare or about gun control or open borders or NAFTA or GATT or any of this stuff. You don't want to admit it. And that's called a chump nation. And so the entire establishment is having a huge hissy fit. and all the big foundation and university-funded money that they've funded since the 50s to turn the colleges into liberation theology communist bases. Not because it's a communist conspiracy, they're just using a communist template to turn the youth of this country into a bunch of arrested development, mentally ill, feel sorry for themselves, chip on the shoulder freaks who aren't into being charming or free market or ideas. They're into just freaking out all day about what group they're in. And that's so they're kept out of the workforce and kept out of actually competing and kept out of really integrating into society. They're the ones that are hurt the worst by it. It's mind control. And when you read the textbooks written by the globalists admitting all this and actually doing it, just like modern feminism was launched by Eber Bernays and the Department of War in the 30s. They got women to smoke cigarettes saying the men don't want you to. Almost no women smoke cigarettes. And they said, hey, you come a long way, baby. You know, Virginia Slims. You too get lung cancer now. And Bernays wrote books just bragging about the whole deal. We're going to have women work more than men. We're going to break up the family. The state will then become the father. They've done it. It isn't that there aren't some real ideas of empowerment of women. It's that they all hijack it, package it, and sell tyranny on it, and then act like the West enslaved women when the West freed women. The West adored women. The West put women on a pedestal. Almost every other culture, women are not on a pedestal, ladies and gentlemen. Now you know what political correctness is all about, bullying the virtuous West compared to other cultures. And because we are virtuous and we're not being good to the women, we're not being good to these. You're right. Well, let's do something. Because we are good and strong and noble. To quote Jim Morrison, the West is the best. And it'll do the rest. And that's what the system is so threatened by. It's a joke. A total and complete joke. You got a bunch of arrogant, narcissistic, power-tripping, brainwashed college students given national TV exposure and written about with Megyn Kelly having Black Lives Matter on Fox talking about Trump violating their First Amendment. That's an inversion of reality. I want to go to some of these clips just to illustrate this. I mean, I've got dozens of them. I don't even know where to start. Let's go back a few months first, working to these new clips. We have the clip of the University of Missouri where for weeks they just shut down all the commons areas and white people weren't allowed unless they were white managers over the minorities. And they just said, the commons, the park, it's all ours now. Get out of here. No cameras allowed. And then she's like, get me some muscle in here. And remember Yale, where you've got the two liberal professors going, that were over a whole program going, no, we cannot ban costume parties for Halloween. It's free speech. Liberalism is about being tolerant. And they scream and yell, no, I'm scared. And they fired those professors. Because the power structure wants to bring in tyranny. They want to be able to arrest people for speech. They want to be able to go into the final phases of killing true liberalism and the Renaissance. Classical liberalism, Thomas Jefferson, founder of the Democratic Party, now polar opposites today. So let's go to her, and then I'm going to go to this other clip. It's like a 10-minute clip, but this is the only part that doesn't have cuss words in it. Of them at Trump Tower everywhere saying, you know, kill, we're going to murder you, we're coming, we're going to kill the police, we're going to do all this. And the point is, if I said go out and kill the police, that's a call to action, that's not free speech. I could be arrested. I don't say that because I don't believe in just randomly killing people. But the point is, I couldn't get away with that. Why can these groups? Because it's protected. Because they want a revolution against local government to overthrow it to bring in federal international control. The Strong Cities UN initiative. It's all public now. The Justice Department announced 3 months ago, we're going to have UN in every city suing and controlling police boards, and we're taking over. They mean business. She came out 2 weeks ago and said, we're looking at having the FBI arrest people that deny man-made climate change for racketeering, organized crime. When they are funding Black Lives Matter and other groups, hundreds of leftist groups, to go around and shut down free speech. We got footage in New York of the leftist groups running over police lines, attacking them, and the cops do nothing because they're ordered to sit there and take it. We go up to Dallas to protest the JFK event that's a cover-up. We're let in by the Dallas police after the event to go up, and they have the county police, Democrats, come over and attack us. This is who they are, folks. These are criminals taking over. They mean business. They want to intimidate you and take over the means of production, and then it's game over. The prosperity, everything else goes out the door, and that's what they want. They want a bunch of dumb poor people they control on a plantation, on a reservation. That's what Cloward and Piven is all about. Now let's go ahead and go to this clip. Here she is.
Media, can I talk to you?
No, you need to get out. Well, you need to get out.
No, I don't.
You need to get out.
I actually don't.
All right. Hey, who wants to help me get this reporter out of here? I need some muscle over here.
She goes, I need some muscle over here. And it goes on and on. And it's all just about weak, dumb, stupid people jacked up on a power trip like the Maoist Youth Brigades. They actually have that all over the U.S. now by that name. We've had them attack us, the Mao Youth Brigade. And they pull up in their $100,000 sports cars because they know they're the ruling class. They're taking over. They represent the big money. And they know it, by the way, at the mid-level. I've had them many times go, of course we're taking over. We're going to kill you when we take over. These people are evil. Now let's go to this next clip from last week in Chicago where a woman we're calling Yellow Tooth. There's all these Mexican flags, you name it. Viva La Raza, we're going to get the gringo. And he's interviewing these ladies. And this white woman runs over and says, you're not allowed to talk to a woman of color. You have white privilege. He's a white guy wading into this cesspool of racism and brainwashing. We're not going to have time to play. I'm going to come back and play it on the other side. And then I got to get to these other clips, and Richard Reeves will be with us. You know what? I need to play these clips. Tell Richard I'm going to get him on Skype for the first 15 minutes of the next hour. Then I'm going to do phone calls for the balance. But I need to go through these clips now on the other side because it illustrates it all. But this is about people that fundamentally want to take your free speech and fundamentally want to take all your earnings. And want to just sit there like bloated parasitic pigs feeding on you and your family. So parasites below, parasites above. Giant throngs of trash and racist funded by mega banks and people like George Soros. All crushing us. America has been captured.
Live from the Infowars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
And now you've got all these people, every race, color, and creed, growing up with their iPhones and their TV and their entertainment. Our poor are some of the best off in the world compared to other nations. But the social envy, the class warfare being stirred by the ultra rich is incredible. Biggest recipient of the banker bailouts of 2008. Look it up for yourself, McClatchy. Associated Press. Warren Buffett spends hundreds of millions of dollars every few years lobbying for higher taxes on rich people. He means people making $125,000 a year. While he lobbies to get laws passed that make him exempt, just like George Soros does. There's even bills in Congress to get rid of the tax exemptions of these people. And that's what Donald Trump's been talking about. So that's why they're so upset with him. Now let's go back to these clips. I played a clip of a professor, you know, running around saying, hey, get me some muscle. You're not allowed to have a camera here at the park at the university. Well, here is a clip of these filmmakers that were actually on Sean Hannity's show, one of the few guys on Fox not turning against Trump, to his credit. I know he's been put under pressure, by the way. That's inside baseball. Social justice warriors are racist who hate free speech. And then it just goes through like a 10-minute clip of them everywhere trying to shut down free speech. But there's so much cussing. This is the only part that doesn't have a bunch of cussing, so I'm going to play it. And if you're a radio listener, I'll describe it. This filmmaker sitting there talking to the social justice warriors with their Mexican flags and the rest of it. And then the white savior comes over and says, you're not allowed to talk to women of color. You have white privilege. It surrounds you. It surrounds you. Really, you mean the white privilege where Black Lives Matter can attack police in New York and not get in trouble? This is totally delusional. But this is an entitled, whacked out woman who wants to shut down free speech. Let's go ahead and play this clip. Here it is.
So I'm saying, no, you do not have permission to walk around videotaping women of color and acting like you can do that and the rest of us.
I'll tell you what, hit pause.
Aren't you?
That's a good spot, but back it up more. I want to have the 30 seconds before where he's talking. Pardon me? Oh, there's cussing?
There's a bit of cussing right before
I guess there's
that.
Too much cussing. Okay.
Yeah,
all right, so he's talking to ladies with Mexican flags, then she comes over. Let's go ahead and start it over. Sorry.
Okay. So I'm saying, no, you do not have permission to walk around videotaping women of color and acting like you can do that and the rest of us can't. Aren't you quite aware by holding that video camera on me that you are surrounded by your privilege, right? Take your privilege somewhere else, please. All right? Because your privilege is not welcome here. So unless you are here to dismantle your privilege, please find somewhere else to go.
It's pure anti-white, pure anti-capitalism, pure anti-Western civilization hatred. I mean, I don't see Klan members with that crazed look in their eye. David Duke doesn't have that much hate in his eyes. And these are all man-hating. They teach in the colleges all sex is rape. These are freaks who want women so unhappy they never have a man. They end up all alone and hateful like her, stomping around trying to violate the First Amendment. These are the most vapid, shallow, dumb people you could ever imagine. I want to play a short clip that Luke Radowski and We Are Change got. I mean, it's a long clip, but again, there's some cussing in it, so I'm not going to play the whole thing. Violence and pepper spray at any Trump rally. And then you watch the clip, and it's hundreds of Black Lives Matter and other leftist groups ramming into the police, attacking them, and the police are showing incredible restraint. In my experience in New York, I'm out there protesting Fox News covering up the Iraq war, and the cops just pull up and they go, who's the leader? He is arresting and violate my free speech and take me to jail. They dropped the charges that night. But where was my white privilege, you know? I was there against the Iraq war like Donald Trump was, saying Saudi Arabia was involved in 9/11. Our government stood down. Now that's declassified, basically. 28 pages have been leaked. Oh, but where's the left today? Oh, they love wars as long as it's Obama. See, I'm on the side of right before and after. I don't care about political parties. But I was arrested in New York. The cops almost tore my shoulder out of socket, putting the handcuffs on me. And they just came and arrested me because I was the leader of it. About 500 people there in a big spontaneous demonstration against Fox News. So I can't stand out front Fox News. I get arrested. Just go to YouTube and see the footage. Alex Jones arrested in New York. But these people can just ram into the police and just attack them all they want, and that's okay. Let's go ahead and play part of that clip. So if you're a radio listener, it's probably 1,000 protesters, actually, trying to force through a police line and run the police over their motorcycles.
I'm not pushing.
And I mean, you know, if this was a patriot group doing this or something, the cops would be pepper spraying, that they would be billy clubbing, they'd be rubber bulleting. I mean, I have been attacked. I've been taken to jail in Austin, New York, and attacked by the police in Dallas. It was the leftist sheriff's department. for doing nothing but exercising my free speech. I'm not going to go up and hit a cop for no reason. They come over and ram us. But that's okay because I got white privilege. No, the truth is, and this is in statistics, whites are almost twice as likely to be shot by police than blacks because they've learned that whites don't sue you and make a big deal out of it. Oh, there's my white privilege again. It's pure baloney. Pure bull. And I'm sick of it, quite frankly. I got a bunch of other clips here, but let's play this one from Trump. Trump says the Republican establishment, don't be stupid and try to run a third-party challenger, ABC News, which they're talking about doing. And they're all over the news. Remember, we said this 6-7 months ago. People didn't believe it. Going, okay, we are really going to just take his nomination away and put Paul Ryan in. We don't care about the popular vote. That's on CNBC, Fox News. I heard it last week. They have the head of the Republican National Committee Rules Committee on, Curly Hoagland or whatever his name is, saying, yeah, your popular vote doesn't matter. And the pundit goes, so we shouldn't have elections even. And he goes, no, you shouldn't. Starts giggling. By the way, look at this article I saw on the Boston Globe today. Vote all you want. The secret government won't change. And then it goes through. He's a top political scientist and worked at the highest levels of Homeland Security and with the CIA and everybody else. And he says there's now a private rogue government running the country, and that's why elections don't matter. Do I get apologies now that they admit that the NSA is spying illegally, that the borders are open by design, that world government's being brought in, that the mega banks are tax exempt, that the Boston Globe, you ought to read this article, just admits we're totally run by foreign interests through the bureaucracy and they're ending American freedom. I mean, the country is dying right now. And Trump says, no, we're not going to have special interest running the bureaucracy anymore. And so they're freaking out because they stole the country. They run it now. It's like leaving for the weekend and telling your 15-year-old son, don't have a party, take the dogs out for walks, keep the house clean, you can have one friend over at a time. And you come back and the house is rocking, there's 500 kids in it, you know, the lake house or whatever. And you go in and there's some punk kids in your living room going, get out of here, Mr. Sanchez or Mr. Johnson or Mr. whatever your name is. This is our house now. That's all they've done. And how dare Donald Trump show up and say he might try to do something? Let's go ahead and go to the Donald Trump clip. Here it is.
You have conservatives talking about the possibility of a third-party challenge, if indeed you do get the nomination in Cleveland, talking about recruiting someone like Senator Tom Coburn. How worried are you that that would cost the election, and have you done anything to try to head that off?
Well, if they're going to do that, they're going to do that. But then you might as well just hand the election to Hillary Clinton or whoever runs, because, frankly, the Republicans wouldn't even have 1% of a chance of winning if that's the case. So if they're going to be stupid and if they're going to do that instead of embracing these millions of people that are coming in to vote, then they're going to have to do that. And I'll tell you what that's going to mean more than any other thing. It's going to mean 4 or 5 justices, super liberal.
That's right. Let's stop right there. But again, Trump, it's not stupid. They work for the Democrats. They work for the globalists. They want to kill the Republican Party because it's becoming the populist party because the Tea Party led the fight to start taking it over in Congress. So, and Trump knows that, but he's just pointing out to all the viewers and listeners what's happening. This is how the enemy takes over America. This is how the globalists do it. You're witnessing it. InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLife.com for some big specials that end today, by the way. Check them out.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
About an hour ago, President Obama sat down in Cuba. I'm going to be breaking that down coming up because it illustrates what we're facing. Cubans are fleeing Cuba at record rates, but the average American that's gone to college thinks it's a land of milk and honey. So sad. As long as you call totalitarianism communism, it's okay if you have dictators. Cuba's message to its people, be on your best behavior for Obama. That's the New York Times. Political correctness. You be on your best behavior, we're going to disappear your butt into a forced labor camp. Here's another one. China hides millions of layoffs, jails miners protesting unpaid wages. Well, it's worse than that. They sent in a bunch of troops to kill hundreds and hundreds of miners just in one province. Facebook's Zuckerberg meets with China's propaganda chief. Yeah, last year he met with the head of their censorship bureau to help design censorship in China because Facebook is allowed in. With visit, Obama aims to push acrimony with Cuba into past. Oh, yes. Cuban dissidents criticize Obama's historic visit. President Obama is coming to Cuba. So why are so many Cubans leaving? Well, because it's a heaven, that's why. Cuba's ordering its dissidents to skip meeting with Obama. And we've got Black Lives Matter and all the Soros MoveOn.org people telling us we're not allowed to protest either because they're going to show up and block our speech. And then Megyn Kelly is going to say that Trump's blocking your speech. Inequity curbs enthusiasm for Obama visits among Cuba's poor. Well, how do you have poor in Cuba? It's communist. You know. Will Obama demand Cuba hand over fugitive cop killer convicted of the 73 execution-style murder of a New Jersey state trooper? The ideological founder, the goddess of the Black Lives Matter movement, that is a racist, anti-white, anti-police organization. And I see so many idiots go, well, there are a lot of problems with the cops. Let's start killing them. All you're going to do is hasten the total police state coming in and wiping out local government to bring in multinational. You see, I spend 17 hours a day, many days, researching this. I know what I'm talking about. And it's so frustrating to sit there and look at slack-jawed leftists and other trash that are stupid and soft and dumb. I just want to say that right now. I look at the left and who they are. They're totalitarians. And they're stupid and they're dumb and they're weak, but they crave bossing people around and having state control. You people would be 10 times worse than the police we currently have. You crave oppression. You crave domination. And you make it so easy which side to choose, even though I abhor the police state and the problems with our police and government in general. I hate it. My whole life's been about changing it, but I know how the globalists work. They corrupt the system, then they offer the solution, which is something they've created that's many times worse. No, I'm not that stupid. And you've taken our kindness and our restraint for weakness. I just want to say something to all the piles of crap that have infested this country and that hate prosperity. When the globalists turn the electricity off and when the Great Depression begins for real, you people are going to be scapegoated and you're going to be driven into the ground. And I don't even take any pleasure in that, except maybe through real hardship, you'll learn what you tried to destroy. Because I've done my best to stop you. I've done my best to help you. I've done my best to wake you up. But it's going to be cold, hard reality that's going to show you people who you started a fight with. You have sowed the wind. You're going to reap the whirlwind. One patriot, I don't care what color they are, one person that stands up for true liberty and knows what's going on is worth 100 of you people. You people are a bunch of cowardly, stupid, hateful, parasitic filth. We'll be back with Richard Reeves with big inside intel on the campaign trail and a lot more. It was foretold by the founders. The Republic could only fall from within. We have now reached that crossroads.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the info war.
Waging war on corruption. Crashing the lies and disinformation. I'm Alex Jones, your host. Richard Reeves joins us coming up at the bottom of the hour. I'm going to take two segments of calls. The toll-free number, any issue, long-time callers, first-time callers, disagree, agree, whatever it is, just have a good phone and be ready. 877-789-ALEX, 877-789-2539. 877-789-2539. That's the Sunday show number, not the weekday one. And I'll be back tomorrow, obviously, Lord willing, 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. Central. I've got a lot of the clips I want to play, special reports as well, but there's an amazing article I mentioned earlier out of the Boston Globe. Vote all you want. The secret government won't change. The people who elect aren't the ones calling the shots, says Tufts University Michael Glendon. And then it goes on to say he's not a conspiracy theorist. No, no, no. He's been involved in all these government operations and more, and you know, at the highest levels of government and advising Congress. And he says that we've been taken over by special interests, multinationals that control the bureaucracy, and America has been overthrown. You see, folks, we've done our job. The truth's now out there. Everything we talked about 10 years ago, 20 years ago, is now just admitted. And the power structure wants to just change the subject. They want to just make it about different groups of people killing each other and saying Donald Trump's Hitler. Is it going to work? That's up to us. But we have primary voting nearing record turnout with Republicans holding the edge, Miami Herald. Trump is bringing in even more than Reagan did. All the numbers, the actuaries show it. Trump is going to completely dominate in a general election already. But they want to just put an old Hillary in, bought and paid for. But listen, whether Trump gets in or not, whether they assassinate him or not, he is a manifestation of the huge awakening that's happening. And that's what's got the power structure so scared. And so that's why they're desperate to start a big infighting civil war in the country, a class warfare, because that's all they've got is a rear guard, scorched earth program. So the country is in the balance right now. Meanwhile, Obama goes to the dictatorship of Cuba. We're going to be getting to that later as well. Then I've got some really important news dealing with the economy. Bernanke says monetary policy reaching its limits. Yes, the QE Unlimited is ending. The world economy is tanking. Will the political elite let us go after the actual power structure and change things? No. They're going to start wars. They're going to start regional skirmishes. They're going to start civil wars. They're going to start riots to distract everybody. It's 101. But you can't tell that to a bunch of arrogant, power-tripping trendies stomping around funded by George Soros just looking for some cop pumping gas to shoot in the back of the head as if that's going to fix anything. Let's go to Richard Reeves. Richard's been on the road for months following the Donald Trump campaign. He's going to be covering the RNC and DNC for us. David Knight is headed right now to New York and to D.C. and to other areas to cover anti-Trump rallies coming out in the next 2 days. He's driving with our crew. But joining us is Richard Reeves, A, with Inside Baseball and the Trump campaign, breaking here first, the latest on the open call to steal the delegates from Trump, and more. Richard Reeves, thank you for joining us.
Thank you, Alex. And I guess let's just start off with the Supreme Court news. My sources are telling me that the Democrat establishment and the right establishment are currently talking about potentially proffering forward Merrick Garland or another left or moderate Supreme Court judge and putting them up and having a hearing and having the affirmation done with the idea of taking the fire out of establishment voters that would come out in November and vote for Donald Trump.
But so can Obama only do that under some type of emergency nuclear option where they claim there's a key case, deadlock 4-4, that the country's in the balance? What would that crisis be, a disputed election? I mean, how would he do that?
Well, they're talking about doing it between now and November, maybe even before the nominating convention in July. I think
specifically, you were telling me this comes from a high-level source. You can't tell us who, but specifically you're hanging around with the RNC people, and this is what's being said.
That's right. That's what's being discussed is, you know, Mitch McConnell, he's putting up a good front right now. He's saying, oh, no, we're not going to do Supreme Court. We're not going to affirm a Supreme Court judge no matter what right now. But the inside baseball is that behind the scenes, they are talking about it because if they can plug in that ninth Supreme Court justice right now, then that diminishes the potential voter turnout in November. And they're perfectly comfortable with, the establishment folks are perfectly comfortable with Hillary becoming president. So,
well, sure. I mean, Mitch McConnell and all of them said, we're going to go for Hillary. Just showing the arrogance to ignore the popular vote, all of it. Richard, I got to answer you. You were freaking out 8 months ago about this. Got Roger Stone on 7 months ago warning of it. Now it's almost passe for us to talk about it. They're just out in the open saying, oh, yeah, we're not going to, we don't follow popular vote. For the first time ever in history, I mean, this is crazy. Why do you think they're so scared of Trump? I mean, the guy's got some issues. He's not perfect, but I mean, they have got a dossier on him. And talking to Jerome Corsi, that's known him, all these other insiders, they say Trump was anti-New World Order before I was even on air, Richard. They say that he basically is like a Patriot sleeper cell, and that's why they're so scared of him.
That is exactly right. That's exactly what I was going to reiterate, is you had Jerome Corsi on Friday. Y'all discussed that on the air, and then later you did a Facebook mentions. That's exactly right. That I agree with you. It's just too bad that Mr. Trump is not tech savvy where he can get on the internet and learn a lot of this stuff on his own. But nonetheless, he's got good people around him, bringing him information, and he knows about the New World Order, like you said. So that's definitely why they're scared, is because he has worked on the inside. Think about it. He's dealt with these bankster gangsters for many, many years. And literally, he's been able to have his way with them in many occasions. So he knows how that inside baseball operates. And I think he's also on a giant learning curve on these other topics as well.
Well, that's it. Richard, I just can't believe how the media, including Fox News, spins these leftist Soros groups attacking people, running through crowds, running over people, hoping somebody stands up and hits them. And the media acts like Trump is violating somebody's rights when they're the ones clearly doing it. I mean, his campaign had some guys run into people, so they grab him by the shirt. What about Hillary launching all these wars and backing ISIS? It's like she kills hundreds of thousands. It's okay. But Trump's campaign manager grabs somebody by the shirt. It's the end of the world.
No, absolutely. And when that's like, you know, we can point towards Hillary and say, all right, we've seen all your failures in the Middle East. Well, we saw your Chicago operation. That backfired and probably won Donald Trump the states in last Super Tuesday, all but Ohio, which is, by the way, that's where the establishment did finally have a limited amount of success. They were able to line up a lot of Marco Rubio voters behind Kasich. They were able to get a certain amount of Ted Cruz voters to go up to Kasich. And that's the only reason. Well, there's actually a third faction that came in and voted for Kasich. And that's where Kasich literally made an appeal to pro-illegal immigration folks to come over and vote for him. And so that's how he managed to squirrel out that win in Ohio. It's not because he's so beloved in Ohio by any means.
Well, Kasich is out saying Trump's a conspiracy theorist. I have the article right here because he says there might be civil unrest. That's what the controlled foundation, George Soros-funded billionaire elite, are saying with their hordes of idiot college students. And I'm sorry, they are idiots.
Right. Well, let's talk about that. Let's talk about, you know, Trump made that statement that potentially if there was a brokered slash open contested convention and it was taken away from him, that there would be riots. Well, here's the thing I'll say about Donald Trump. He's right. There are going to be riots, but they're not necessarily the Trump supporters. Here's the big secret, Alex. I've talked about it before on the air many times. The truth about Trump rallies is they're gigantic, absolutely gigantic love fest. They're total love fest, Alex. We'll follow up after the break.
That's right. I want to, exactly. And if you're a quote minority and show up, get ready to be love fested, because this isn't about hating quote people of color. It's about making America free and great again and not letting China have 40%+ tariffs on us. I mean, America is totally getting screwed over, folks. We're a joke.
Waging war. Crashing through the lies and disinformation. It's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
We got callers from Arizona, the Twin Cities, Omaha. Man, Arizona, Kansas, North Carolina, Planet Earth, Florida, Minnesota, Hollywood, Texas, you name it. Folks, you tell us the city or the state, whatever. We got loaded phones coming up in the next two segments as we end the transmission. Got 40 minutes left to broadcast here. Briefly, we are listener supported. We sell super high quality products, books, films, Patriot apparel, non-GMO seeds, heirloom seeds, shortwave radios, fantastic optics, G-Shock watches. InfoWarsStore.com. And something that's been a bestseller for a year that I've never really talked about until this week are these high-tech antimicrobial colloidal silver impregnated toothbrushes that have bristles that I just love. They cost like $8 at the store. We sell them for $5. It's a $5 value. Free with a bottle of colloidal silver, Silver Bullet, InfoWarsLife.com. Again, the backup antibiotic or antiviral silver is very, very powerful. This is the best formulation out there from our research. It's the same brand they sell at Whole Foods and other places, just with a different label for about $5 more. So you get it for $5 less and a free toothbrush. So that's $10 less, basically $10 value off of it. And it's just great to have. InfoWarsLife.com, InfoWarsStore.com. We also have a flash sale that's been running since last Thursday that ends tomorrow morning. That's 37% off the Good Halogen True Nation Iodine Survival Shield X2. And we sell a lot of complex nutraceuticals that are brand new game changers like DNA Force. But this is the elephant in the room, that people don't have the good iodine in their bodies. Most folks are deficient. And then the bad halogens like bromide, bromine, chlorine, fluoride get into your key tissues and it's game over. This is such a big deal. It's changed my life. I've lost so much weight, been so much healthier. Buy a bottle of it. You know you're just funding the broadcast. You can't lose funding Liberty. But this has really worked so well for me. You may detox in a few weeks taking it, though, so be ready. Is DNA Force back in stock? I didn't know that was back in stock. You can also sign up and get 10% off when you sign up for auto ship. Cancel anytime. InfoWarsLife.com, InfoWarsStore.com. All right, going back to Richard Reeves. Richard, you're getting into these Trump events that are absolute love fest. Even Politico had a big article with one of their pundits endorsing Trump, saying, look, he is the revolution. He is populism. NAFTA and GATT screwed this country. Look at, and then he quotes all these media things attacking white people that support Trump, making it racial. When it's about people not seeing their jobs, you know, disappear. And just the hatred and the bizarreness of the left, how dirty they are, is even getting leftists to decide to not go with this. This is an epic battle. It's can the establishment defraud the public one more time is the big question. I think Trump's an unknown country to a certain extent. But, man, we know what we've got in place right now. But you've been at scores of these Trump rallies. You see them trying to start the class warfare, the race war. Where do you see all this going, Richard Reeves?
All right. Well, Alex, that is true. Donald Trump events are love fest. I recommend anybody, if you can get to one of these events, you got to go. It is an event to be at. And you're blessed if you can even get in. The folks inside are all about law and order. They don't bother anybody unless somebody bothers them. They're total Second Amendments. You know, Second Amendment folks, don't tread on me, folks. And unless the George Soros, Hillbama, MoveOn.org, and Black Lives Matter crew comes in, there aren't any problems. Now, here is the exclusive. You know, here at InfoWars, Alex Jones and the crew tries to specialize in bringing you around the curve, beyond the horizon information. And here's what I've got today, Alex, real quick. Basically, yesterday, Saturday 19th, we had senatorial district conventions here in Texas. And in Bexar County, a lady that I've known for several years was at one of these conventions, and they had two resolutions that came up. One resolution was with regard to gender-neutral bathrooms. They didn't want to have the gender-neutral, politically correct bathrooms, and she was confronted by a guy there that was an infiltrator, obviously, because, I mean, it's no secret what the Republican Party should stand for is Bible-believing Christians, the majority of folks. She was it literally came down to there had to be a police report made on this guy. It's clear to me that the MoveOn.org, the Black Lives Matter people, they're going to try to infiltrate the convention from the inside by sending people to these caucuses and conventions.
That's it. So you're getting reports, you were telling me on the phone, not just in Texas but other places. We need to do an article on this. They're sending infiltrators into the delegate process itself.
Yes, absolutely. It's really shocking. And then
they are so scared of Trump, man. What is the dossier they've got on him? You know, of course, he's been in all sorts of black ops and secret operations and stuff. You know, he's, quote, a private contractor and all the rest of it. But he just said, look, I've known Donald for 40-something years. He knows more than I do and you do, Alex. He knows, quote, everything. And, of course, he kind of uncloaked Friday and just went ahead and said it all. Right. That Trump is like a Patriot sleeper cell. That's why they're so scared. And I'm telling you, they are scared of him, man. They are freaking out. I've never seen the power elite internationally freaking out like this. The murdering communist Chinese that have slave factories are telling us he's Hitler and we can't have him. I mean, this is ridiculous.
Yes, it is. And the dossier, whatever the dossier is they have on Trump, I think they've already would have exposed anything and everything they
have. No, I mean, in the dossier, they know he's actually a patriot.
Right. Yeah, that's it. But if there was any negative thing that could destroy him, I absolutely think they would have done it. So they don't have that little thing that's going to destroy him at all, I think. And as a matter of fact, what you and I have seen over and over and over again is each attack only makes him stronger. And I just think that that trend is going to continue. But let me go back to this convention thing, because there was another resolution regarding the food preparation at any government-funded institutions, anything where there's taxpayer dollars, including special facilities for people to wash their feet, things like that, about religious customary things that they do, customs. And there were other people that got upset with that inside that event. So basically, Trump's right about the riots. There's going to be plenty of riots outside no matter what we do. Remember, I was in St. Paul in 2008, and they had big-time riots then over John McCain, who was a total moderate Republican. So you can just imagine the outside of the convention riots are going to happen this year.
Well, the left are government-funded, elite-funded foundation groups to try to terrorize America into submitting. They're a bunch of arrogant, racist bullies, and I'm sick of them.
Well, one thing we can do is we can certainly embark on educating those folks who they work for. I think if they found out that they were working for a billionaire named George Soros, and which an arm of that is the Hillbama administration, Hillary and Obama and Rahm Emanuel and all those people, if those people really knew who they worked for.
I agree. Josh Owens with you shot video of the Black Lives Matter folks who aren't complete racist idiots. When they actually ran to Trump supporters, hugging him, holding their hands, saying, look, we don't hate you. They got tears in their eyes and couldn't believe it. So I hope folks don't just mindlessly fight with each other. But the agitators, they are working for George Soros and know what they're doing. And it's just crazy. I mean, it is crazy that black unemployment's doubled under Obama. And they just say that Donald Trump doesn't like black people when he's well known to promote minorities and women in his organizations. It's pure bull. It's just not true.
Well, for those on the left that are listening, the Trump supporters are very willing to reach out to him with love and a hand up. They're very friendly to the crowd, as long as the Move On and Black Lives Matter .org people are, as long as they're not attacking, they're perfectly happy.
Well, it's just like at our abortion protest where the communists showed up, linked arms, and ran over us saying, excuse us, let us through. They told the cops we attacked them, and the cops watched the footage and handcuffed them.
That's correct.
Answers? Well, so does he. It's Alex Jones.
All right, I'm going right to your phone calls here in about 30 seconds. And then I want to get more into Obama's Cuba visit briefly, because they have a guarantee of housing there, guarantee of doctors, guarantee of cars. They have the biggest homeless population per capita probably in the world. The buildings are all falling down. They don't fix the buildings. They build new government shelters where you then live in a government commune to totally control you, like you're factory farmed chickens or something. But they teach in the colleges it's a wonderland. It's just so crazy. They can't even produce a car. They have 1957 Chevys. The Russians couldn't hardly produce anything under communism. They can build as good of spaceships as the U.S. can, but they can't have cars. The elite doesn't want you to have cars. Obama told Africa, you can't have cars. You can't have air conditioning. They're the total elite. They're filth. They don't want you to be prosperous. I'm sorry I'm ranting. Let's go to your phone calls. Let's go to Phil, then we'll go to Kelly, Jeremy, Amber, Bill, John, and so many others. You're on the air. Phil from Arizona. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex. What's going on?
Thank you for joining us. Go ahead.
Hey, so, yeah, I was at the Trump rally yesterday in Fountain Hills. And I got there at about 4 a.m., and I'm waiting in line. There were people there waiting at 2. There were people there that got there at 3. And once we all got in, I didn't know about the protesters until my buddy started texting. And it was completely insane. I go on the Drudge Report. I had no idea that protesters blocking the highway. There weren't many in the crowd. There was about one. I saw one fight go on. This guy got his shirt ripped off.
Well, yeah, I mean, those type of protesters don't get up till noon. So they couldn't get in line. They wouldn't get in line to see something. They would just go around bitching and attack people.
That's what this one guy was telling me. He's like, you know how to get it. You know how to avoid liberal protesters. Just get just hold your event before 9 a.m. They've never gotten up to do anything before.
They've never had a job like Bernie Sanders. They just run around saying our money belongs to them because they're big fat punks.
Yeah, and it was out. You know, and I go to college, so it's really hard. Like I don't tell anyone I'm for Trump because I did once, and I regretted it immediately.
Hey, you ought to have a hidden camera on and show them all freaking out on you. It'd be viral. Listen, don't feel bad when they attack you. These are mentally ill, brainwashed, stunted humans. You're there to help them. But I would, if you go make your own YouTube, it'll be viral, showing them bullying you and all hissing at you. People need to know what you pay to send your college, kids to, because it's to take young adults and turn them into brainwashed zombies. God bless you. Good to hear from you. Let's go to Kelly in Arizona. Drove through the protesters. The protest.
Yes, sir. Hi, I'm Kelly Garvin. I drove right outside of the protest yesterday. There were people. They weren't not people inside because obviously I was outside of it, but the people outside of it seemed as though the people that were the agitators, like you were saying, they seemed to just want to stand out there and yell and... There's one older woman that insisted, oh, you're only voting for Trump because he paid for his own campaign. And then I was like, exactly, like, what is wrong with that? He's against globalism. And then she also, oh, well, he's not even an established candidate. He's not a politician, she insisted. Excuse me, ma'am, the traffic...
Yeah, they're all about the system. They're all about the system. They associate with it. It's what gives them power. So, oh my gosh, he isn't a corrupt lawyer. Oh my gosh, what are we going to do? Oh.
The traffic, we were all stuck in this traffic because they were blockading. And so the people, we were all getting kind of to know each other in the traffic outside of it all because they were blockading all the roads all around. So it was quite...
Well, because they're so free speech, they want to block you from going to your free speech event. No, free speech is they get to have their protest, but they don't encumber other people. But these are totalitarian filth. The dumber someone is, the more they support totalitarianism. And I love how they sit there pointing at Trump and the Liberty Movement as totalitarian when they are flaming totalitarians. Flaming.
Yes, sir.
God bless you. Good to hear from you, Kelly. Let's talk to Jeremy in Kansas. You're on the air worldwide. Go ahead.
Yes, this is a crucial political moment. I'd like to wade into the more problematic aspects of it and how it's related to your work. It's pretty obvious that as this real populism rises in America, that the oligarchs would like to channel it back into their booby-trapped house. So on the left, we have a Bernie Sanders, who's basically obviously there to try to get the younger generation to register Democrats and to be so hopeful that they go and vote for him in the primaries, and then he will deliver them back over to the neocon candidate Hillary Clinton. On the right, we obviously see Trump as a way of breaking the Republican Party into a conquerable division. We already see the neocons like Kagan and even Bill Kristol and people like George Will this morning stating that they will break to someone other than the Republican candidate, Trump. With Kagan, it's already they say they will vote for Hillary. And so I would like to relate this to your work in the world, because there are sort of key things that I think that you're doing wrong right now. One of them, which has been obvious today, is that you're doing tons of left baiting. We need to figure out how to get really deep and really American in our collaboration across.
I agree, but the so-called leftists are a bunch of fascists who keep pointing their finger at everybody else saying they're fascists, and Trump's got some real problems when it comes to police state stuff, but at the same time, he's against globalism, And I don't think he's a sleeper cell for the establishment. Bernie obviously is, but you're right. They could be basically diverting it back to Trump. I just don't think the system would be hitting the panic button this seriously if they were in control of Trump. I don't think that this is illegitimate panic by them. They are scared to death that he might actually try to be president. It's kind of like Richard Nixon. He was corrupt. He had problems. But he actually tried to be president, so the elite took him out. And I think that's why they hate Trump. I mean, what do you think?
Yes, I do think that they are potentially afraid of him if he were to get in, but he's not meant to get in. And so the other side that shows what the controlling nature of this moment is has to do with the war on terror and 9/11 and the Zionist architecture of all this. And this has to do with your relationship with Trump. When he started talking about how Muslims were celebrating 9/11, he came on your show. He reasserted that, and you not only sort of failed to remind him that the only people arrested in America for celebrating 9/11 were Israeli spies, but you also then doubled down on that and put forth this canard about Palestinians celebrating it. And the other part of that is that obviously when he talked about that we should be nationalists, imperialists if we're going to do wars, and we should grab the oil, we should grab the resources in Afghanistan, he needs to be called out.
Sure, what he's saying is we're such chumps, we go do these bad wars and then don't even pay ourselves back for it. Listen, he's trying to be naked, he's trying to be brazen, he's trying to have bravado, he knows people want to see confidence. I hear you, those are issues. It's a little more sophisticated than that. There were the Israeli art students jumping up and down on the buildings. The New Jersey police had arrested them. I've even had the cop on that called it in and arrested them. And then there were, though, Arab kids saying those buildings won't be there next week. There was celebrations in Palestine. So the Arabs seem to know about it happening. The Israelis seem to know. We know there was Israeli intelligence involved. We know that Western governments, we know NATO was involved. We know criminal elements in all the West, bare minimum, open the door for Saudi Arabia to run the attacks, and then we go blame Iraq. And I'm not some hater of Israel. I'm not some pure supporter of Israel. Israel's been caught doing false flags. That's even been in UPI and Associated Press. They've caught Israel attacking itself before. That's what governments do. But I don't just wade into, just this whole thing, Israel runs the whole show. It's more sophisticated than that. But I'm the guy exposing 9/11. There are things I wanted to raise when Trump was on. The Federal Reserve, would he audit it? Now he says he would. And other issues like that. And the next time he comes on, I will raise some of those issues. But at least he's bringing up the 28 pages. I mean, that is revolutionary in and of itself. More calls straight ahead. Stay with us.
Listening to an InfoWars.com frontline report. It's Alex Jones.
I've got at least 10 more callers on hold and 10 minutes left in broadcast time, so let's try to go to everybody. We're going to Amber, Bill, John, and then right through the others. Amber, calling in from planet Earth. You're on the air worldwide.
Yes, hello, Alex. I just want to underscore the love fest that is the Trump phenomena, which Richard Reeves and you had mentioned. And what a wonderful reporter. I really appreciate him as a contributing member to your phenomenal team. Listen, I went and volunteered at a Trump center here in town. I walked in, everyone in the place on the phones, full of passion, was African-American. They welcomed me and put me on the phones. But
see, the video needs to be shot of that. Because that's what people need to see to break this racist brainwashing from the controlled left.
Right. And speaking of the controlled left, much of what they do is more indicative of rabies than reason, so I can't speak to that. They're unfounded claims of racism and what have you. But as far as where there is some logic, that being their interest in non-GMO and their condemnation of Monsanto, I think that Trump could really win over and harness some of the passion that is not misplaced.
I agree. He should come out and say people have a right to labeling with a libertarian stance. That's a great point. Because there are some good people on the left that have basic issues that are intelligent.
Right.
Even Chuck Norris says we should label GMO. Because he's done the research. It's not a left or right issue. I totally agree.
Yeah, thank you, Alex.
Doesn't the left, aren't they happy Trump's bringing up 9/11 and government involvement? I mean, that's huge.
I think it has to be a seed planted somewhere in their mind that maybe they can't discuss openly with their other, you know, potentially rabid comrades. But you know, when they
sure.
when you go to vote, you're the only one in that booth, and who knows if it dawns upon them that Bernie cannot get it, perhaps they will think, you know what, this guy does seem
no exactly good points. Good points. I mean, that's why they're freaking out, trying to do everything they can to get Trump to start attacking the Bernie people, and Hillary's funding folks to dress up as Bernie supporters because they know a lot of them are going to lean towards Trump as a populist movement. The power structure is having a conniption fit over this like I've never seen. That alone means we should back Trump. thank you. Good point, Amber. Let's talk to Bill in Minnesota. Bill, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, thanks. You were talking about modern feminism, so I thought I'd call back in. I called in a year and a half ago and told you my story. You're the only one that would share it. And then you made a YouTube video about it called Modern Feminism, The State is the Man. So I was a stay-at-home dad who found himself with the locks changed. Then I caught my wife having an affair with a Minneapolis cop. You showed me that feminism was the issue. Some of the people in the comments were like, oh, just let them talk. But I really needed to hear what you said. The feminism woke me up to the globalism and all that stuff. So, but while I talked to you, I was under court order to not upload the video. But that video of the incident is on YouTube under the Stick Up Kids show. It's called Wife Caught Cheating with MPLS Cop. So you can check that out. So, but it made me a police activist and so on. And the strangest of, like, fate. My brother was having a mental health issue and shot in the face and killed by the Columbia Heights Police Department. That's not really what I want to get into. What I want to get into is all these people have come out of the woodworks to help me rally and organize and do all this stuff because we've got all these recent deaths. Black Lives Matter is one of them. The lady has been a big help, and she's a nice lady. And
I got to jump here because we're doing, you know, open phones. I got to hurry, but I hear your whole story, and I'm sad that happened. But yeah, feminism is about telling women, you know, do like bad guys you should do. Just leave your husband, do whatever you want, forget your kids. You know, it's all about you. It's all just more selfish garbage. Bill in Minnesota. Bill, you're on the air. Welcome.
Yeah, it's still me again. You just had me. But
I'm sorry. I'm still flashing. Let's go to John in Hollywood. I got to go, Bill. I got to get to everybody else. John in Hollywood. Sorry, go ahead.
Okay, the most powerful part of the Obama deception was when you exposed all the CFR members in the cabinet that transferred from Bush's presidency to Obama's. And I was wondering if you could really just hammer that home this week sometime and expose all the CFR.
Yes, at the top, the two parties are the same. That's why Mitch McConnell and Paul Ryan say they'd rather have Hillary than Trump. Because he's not part of the K Street boys. He's saying he's going to end the lobbying. He's going to actually be president. And that alone has sent these criminals that have hijacked our government into a total cardiac arrest.
Can you please, like, expose everyone that's in the current government this week that has the CFR on their tag?
Absolutely. I mean, what I was pointing out about Obama was, more than any other administration ever, he took basically everybody from the last administration and put them in to run things, except for a few cabinet, you know, token people. And it just shows that at the top now, it is one system, and they've already sold America out. They're already selling American interest out to jockey for their positions in the world government. Good points. Appreciate your call, John. Okay, let's go ahead and talk to Steve in Omaha, Nebraska. Steve, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hi, Alex.
Welcome.
It's a pleasure to speak to you. Firstly, I just wanted to ask why, in the mainstream media, are we seeing all of this, who's endorsing Trump, this frenzy about it, but not one single person is mentioning the Louis Farrakhan endorsement?
Because that breaks the paradigm where we go out and, you know, talk to Farrakhan. He doesn't want a race war. He says he's grown. He says they're against Trump because, you know, he's anti-globalist. He's his own man. And no one covered it. It got millions of views, so we covered it. Yeah, because they want the division. They don't want that coming together. People say, oh, I hate Farrakhan or whatever. The point is that it's a really thought-provoking interview where he understands what's happening, and it's a big deal.
And you don't think that Trump maybe should bring that up or it would damage his campaign if he mentioned that?
Yeah, he knows how dumbed down some of the media and the public are, and then they say, what, Farrakhan supports you? You know, the issue is Trump's Trump is actually reaching out to the black community saying, Obama never even visits you or gives speeches. Obama never did anything to move jobs back into your area. I'm going to be there for you. I'm going to visit your neighborhood so much. I'm going to deliver. I'm going to give you a level playing field. And so, again, I mean, Trump wants prosperity. He's that type of guy. He doesn't want a bunch of poor people he controls. I appreciate your call. I mean, that's it. He just isn't an anti-human. That's why they hate him so much. Let's go ahead and take a call from Terry in the Twin Cities, Minneapolis, St. Paul. You're on the air. Go ahead. Terry, you on air? All right, let's let Terry go. Let's go ahead and move to Frank. We'll go to Frank in North Carolina. You're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex Six. Hey, I called in to talk about the double standard hypocrisy of the mainstream media and their treatment and reaction to Trump talking about the law and our national sovereignty and keeping out people that are coming here breaking the law of the land, coming here illegally. And yet those same people have no problem with Israel's wall keeping out people that were born there.
Well, no, that's true. Israel can have a 50-foot wall, some areas 100 feet, and have checkpoints and all the rest of this stuff. And China can have walls, and Mexico can have one on the southern border, but we can't. It's like, can you believe Americans don't want another 40 million people to get free health care and free babies and everything? Wow, you're such scum. It's pure bullying garbage.
And the Vatican, they can have a wall. And I hope he takes the opportunity tomorrow to, when he speaks with AIPAC, to just let them know and let us know that he's not going to be under the thumb of a foreign lobbyist, you know, one of the most powerful groups in the world.
Well, here's the deal. I think Trump's going to put America first. That's why the system has his dossier. They know that. I'm sure you're going to hear a lot of pro, you know, American Israelis, you know, Affairs Committee rhetoric. And I don't think he dislikes Israel. But at the same time, he's not going to put anybody first above American interest. And I think that's why you've generally seen that lobby firmly against Trump. You know, it's all these lobbies come in. America's known as chumps. And that Chinese lobby, Saudi Arabian, Israel lobby, they all just come in and we're just a big joke. They just think they own us. They just think we're a doormat or a footstool. And, you know, that's all going to change. Sorry. That's a great point. We'll see what happens with that AIPAC meeting coming up. All right. I want to go to Leslie and Frank, but I'm almost out of time. Let's go to Frank in Florida. Frank, you're on the air.
Yeah. Hey, Alex. I just want to make this quick point, looking at this from a chess angle. You see Hillary stealing everything in the Democratic from all the Democratic delegate votes in front of Bernie.
They love to be robbed. They love it. She's a woman. It's okay if she steals a popular vote. It's all right.
Right, exactly. So say you see Trump get the nomination and Hillary's already being looked at for her email scandal, and the American public, for the most part, is not paying attention to that because it goes on day after day. What happens if you run Trump up against Hillary? She openly steals that in front of everybody. That does.
I was about to say, that's what Buckley thinks, and people I talk to. We think Hillary's going to steal the general election, and that's not going to go very well. They'll try to start a race war out of that or whatever. But, again, it's a manifestation of populism. We're on the march. The empire's on the run. The empire of lies and collectivism is in trouble. The system of free market, free association, and liberty is rising. Sorry to Leslie and others. We're out of time. I got a lot of calls today, though. Great job to the crew coming in on Sunday. Lord willing, because I don't take this for granted, they want to shut us down. We'll be live tomorrow, 11 a.m. Central, Infowars.com, Infowars.com/show. If you're listening to us on AM and FM, spread the word about the station and spread the word about that link to friends and family so they can listen, get the free podcast and more, Infowars.com/show.